So, talk to me about this Emmy nomination, man. I know that's got to feel wonderful, man. So, before the Emmy nomination, how did you come up with this web series?
I came up with this web series just from the fact that, you know, I've auditioned for the Eddie Murphy role before for another project. I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And so it was always this thing where people were like, you look like Eddie Murphy, you know, all these you know, resemblance comments that were being made. And just for me, I just never wanted to write off someone's coattail in a sense, but I just thought it would be a funny twist to say, hey, what if I got a chance to audition for an Eddie Murphy role in this biopic? But then I took out my competition to make sure that I get the role, because you know how it is. And in Hollywood, you're competing against
everybody.
So many people. So I just came up with the idea and wrote it out, had sat on it for like 2 years, and then I brought it to my wife and had her look at it, and then we started revising it to get it even tighter and better. And I said, let's shoot it, because I want to present this as a consideration for an Emmy. And then it kind of went from there. People involved believed in me, and you know, we made it happen. And after it was shot, I put it out there, started campaigning, and then months later, found out I was nominated for it, and it was just a true honor, because you know, in this business, you want to be able to be recognized for something that you created, mm-hmm. produced. And saw through. And so for me, it was bigger than just the Emmy nomination. It was the simple fact that I'm being recognized as an actor for something that I wrote and produced. And that is huge. That is something that just not as an actor you appreciate, but as a creator you appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. That's great, bro. I love the fact that you had the opportunity to book a Eddie Murphy role, didn't get it, and decided to take matters into your own hands, right, and create your own destiny for that same path that you were trying to take initially. And that's awesome, man. I'm all about recreating yourself and still heading in the same direction and taking matters into your own hands with the right resources, of course. So I commend you on that. That's dope. So now, how did the process go to even get nominated for an Emmy? You know, because you was explaining to me you had to chop it up. Mm-hmm. Well, explain it, you know, the Emmy.
So the process is to be considered for an Emmy for the web series plus short form category, you have to have at least six episodes, 15 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to do that, put it, you know, chop the project up into six episodes, then submit it. Then the committee will look at it, make sure that, you know, it's up to the criteria, and then you're considered. Now you're considered, now you have to campaign so that people know that you're being considered for an Emmy. And so what that pretty much is you know, your name is, when you go to vote, your name is up there for people to vote for you to be nominated. So it took, you know, my category is maybe 25 people in my category, 19 actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of the 19, it was trimmed down to 5 people.
Okay.
I think four or five people were nominated. And so James Corden was in my category, amongst Dee Storm, Miles, another guy, I forgot his name, but a lot of people were in my category. And we just had to campaign. And so it was at the point to where now to next round is when we have to be, we're choosing who's going to be the winner. And so, you know, unfortunately I didn't win. James Corden won, but it was still an honor to just be in that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't feel like I feel like I still am a winner just by the simple fact that I was nominated and forever be an Emmy nominated actor. So yeah, it's definitely was just a great experience, a whirlwind. Fun time, stressful at times, but definitely a true honor.